This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, tell me what the latest is. I know the state's deadline was yesterday. What is happening now?
So yesterday, the state filed their notice of appeal, which is a document indicating their intention to file to perfect an appeal, which they have 6 months to do at this point. But what their intention is, obviously, we don't know yet. Obviously, they're challenging the judge's decision regarding Tony's Article 78 petition, and they have to file a brief and perfect their appeal within 6 months. So we'll know more, obviously, when that happens. I guess in short, what that means is they're saying that the judge's ruling was improper, which we disagree with. We thought it was a fair decision and a just decision and the right decision. It gave the parties an opportunity to try to work things out. Gave the government the right to enforce certain regulations that they thought were appropriate, and it gave Tony the right to comply with whatever regulations they wanted to impose, but they chose to go this route, which we believe is a waste of time, money, and it's frustrating.
Tony told me that the state received 2 extra weeks. They were originally given 30 days, and then they got 2 extra weeks. Why was that?
Well, there was some ambiguity in the court's decision as to whether the date of the entry of the judge's order was the date that it was filed, or if we had to put the government on notice. So we did do that, and that kind of opened the door to them having a little extra time. But we were of the opinion that the government was going to try to work with Tony and try to resolve this amicably.
So you just said 6 months. That's a little shocking. So that would be the earliest he would get Albert back?
Well, what they have, they have 6 months to perfect an appeal. So what they filed was a simple document that says we're appealing the judge's decision. From here, they have to file a brief, which makes their argument to the appellate division, where the we would obviously have an opportunity to respond to their brief and make our arguments. So the law gives them that much time to do that.
Wow. How's Tony doing in all this now, knowing that it could be another at least 6 months, probably longer before he gets him back?
It's very frustrating. And again, we think it's a waste of government time, expense, and all of that.
So who is paying for everything right now for Albert?
That's a good question. Nobody has told us that. I mean, Tony certainly has not been having to pay anything, because we, again, believe he was wrongfully taken, which the judge in here agreed with. So probably, I'm not sure of that answer. We have asked, but I don't know who is paying for him. Maybe the public, when they go visit him at in Beaumont, where he is, I'm sure they're charging a fee to come see him.
And then you might not know the answer to this one either, but I've been thinking about this. What happens when, let's say, Tony, you know, everything comes to a head in 6 months or, you know, 8 months down the road, Tony wins his case, all the paperwork is filed, he can go get Albert. Who pays for that, and how does he get Albert back from Texas to Buffalo? How does that work?
That's another fair question. In the Judge Del Monte's ruling up here says that it would be returned at the government expense. Because his ruling was that they should not have taken him in the way that they did. And if they didn't If they did not respond within the 30 days, then that would be at New York State's expense. So at this point, that's probably up in the air. So that's something that'll probably be part of any further litigation going forward.
Thank you so much for letting us know what's going on, and I'll keep checking in with us and letting us know as the case develops.
You got it.